And London sustained its position as one of the top innovation and investment hubs globally. Which key sectors are driving London's economy forward? How can the city meet its ambitious sustainability goals? Join us in this episode of the Mercury FDI Talks as we sit down with Laura Citron, the CEO of London & Partners, to unravel the strategies driving London's growth.
Thank you very much for joining me today. We're going to be discussing about innovation, investment, and of course, London's path to net zero by 2030. London is it's a global hub. We all know that, of course. But what are the key factors that contributed to this development?
You're absolutely right. London is one of the top global cities. And it's also the biggest city for foreign direct investment in Europe and number two globally. Why do so many entrepreneurs choose to expand their businesses in London? We think about maybe six different factors that really matter. The first is talent. Businesses come to London because it's a very large, diverse talent pool. Four of the best universities in the world. Speak lots of languages, open-minded staff. So talent is the number one issue. Customers. If you're a B2B business, London is home to one of the biggest clusters of headquarters, decision makers, buyers in the world. And if you're a B2C business, it's 10 million early adopter, digital forward consumers. So the customer is there. Capital. Businesses from some parts of the world come to London to raise. So that's particularly the case for European businesses. It's obviously one of the top financial markets in the world, really deep pools of capital, very, very active venture capital scene. Regulation and policy is very favorable to innovation, stable, predictable, there's rule of law. The connectivity is great, English language, great transport connections to the world, easy time zone you can work with. Asia, you can work with the US.
Indeed.
It's a wonderful lifestyle. So people come because you can have a good life. It's open and diverse and tolerant and welcoming, and people feel that they can belong. And that's a very important and sometimes overlooked factor. And it's a very supportive ecosystem for innovators. So we have hundreds of incubators, accelerators, support programs. There's lots and lots of support for innovators in London. And so that's another reason why we find they like to come to the city.
Was it affected by, of course, we had a few big developments lately. They start from Brexit, they go to COVID, they go to the geopolitical situations all over the world. So how this affected London ultimately?
Of course, London is a open globally trading city. So what happens in the global economy and global politics always affects us. Brexit was principally an effect on the regulated industries, and actually the impact overall has probably been a lot less than people predicted before Brexit. So what we've seen largely is that entrepreneurs who they solve problems for a living, mostly just found a way to leave their talent in London and set up operational bases in the EU if they needed to do that for regulatory reasons. There are some regulated sectors where it's trickier, and for those who are importing goods, like physical goods, the border is a bigger issue, but most business in London is services rather than goods. So we've probably been less impacted than other parts of the UK, which are much more goods and manufacturing industries. There's also the talent side, but there again, we found that with new visa regimes, people are finding a way around it.
Could you share, of course, some insights on the specific sectors in London, Laura? What are the strongest sectors that are driving this growth?
Part of what makes London special is that we have real depth across a very wide range of sectors. And that's quite unusual for a city where they tend to be a bit more specialist. But in London, we see foreign direct investment very strong across fintech and cyber, which is related to our global strength in financial services and professional services. we see climate tech and other green and clean industries around sustainability being our fastest growing sector. It would be green and clean.
Yeah.
Creative technologies has long been a real strength for London. So that would be around content, gaming, augmented realities, virtual realities, fashion technologies, retail technologies, content, media. And that obviously links to London's historic strength in culture and creative industries. Life sciences is a real growth area for London, and we're seeing that really taking off, particularly our own homegrown life sciences companies really, really starting to grow. And then obviously the broader enterprise technology and sort of SaaS businesses, the B2B SaaS, has long been a strength. So we see a lot of, whether it's education technologies, project management, enterprise systems, and they tend to do very well in London also. Clearly, in the last few years, many, many of those businesses are AI businesses of different kinds. So we don't think about AI as a sector on its own, because almost all the investors we deal with now have some element of AI and what they do. But clearly, AI is also a big growth driver.
Have you seen it? I mean, since last year, I think, when ChatGPT was launched, then a madness released for AI. Have you seen a spike since last year?
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing a lot more AI businesses coming through, and businesses which are not maybe primarily an AI business, very much using AI within their solutions. We've also seen some of London's long-term investors put significantly more AI investment into London. So we have, for example, Microsoft put a major AI research and development center into London. Salesforce announced their big AI development center in London as well. Google has its DeepMind here and has actually, you know, really shifted its research center of gravity into the DeepMind team as well. So those are not new investors for London. They've been here for a long time, but they're really doubling down on that AI investment.
Great. I will come back to AI later. I have one more question for you for the AI, but let's go into sustainability, because that's one of the key points of this discussion. It's becoming a key factor globally. All the cities are running for sustainability, for green energy. What are the practices of London, and how is the agency contributing?
Oh, that's a very big question, isn't it? I mean, how do you decarbonize a $1 trillion economy, which is what London is? So look, it's a huge challenge. The mayor has been very committed to a very ambitious pathway to net zero. We all know that some of the biggest factors that drive the carbon footprint of a city are around the built environment. So how do we decarbonize our homes and our commercial buildings? That's a particular challenge for a city like London, because it's an old city. A lot of our housing stock is over 100 years old. The house I'm sitting in now is over 100 years old. So we have major issues with retrofit. And also a lot of our commercial buildings are also very old. So how do we retrofit our buildings? That's a big challenge. We're working on bringing institutional capital in to some of that. Then we have energy. We need to really shift towards electric, but that has big implications for our grid and our infrastructure, making sure we've got the infrastructure to support electric vehicles, and decarbonizing our public transport with electric buses. So the whole piece around mobility and electrification, which is really important. And then looking at specific industries themselves and how they decarbonize and what their pathways are. As a city, there's been a really strong focus on the transport side and how we decarbonize transport and reduce car use in London. And as you know, London has been a real pioneer in congestion charging, which has actually been very, very effective in London. As an agency, we work in a few different ways. We obviously support climate tech and green technologies to grow in London. And that's really important, because for a lot of these major sustainability challenges, the solution will be in technology. And so finding the most interesting innovations from around the world, bringing them to London and helping them to really get traction in the market, that's a big aspect of what we do. We also help London-based climate innovators. to scale within London, but also to scale internationally. That also supports our decarbonisation. As well as being the inward investment agency for London, we're also the tourism agency for London. And tourism is clearly a sector which has a major carbon footprint issue, not only from aviation, but also from what visitors do when they're in the city. So we've really been working with our partners in the hotels and the visitor attractions to work on how we can decarbonize and reduce waste from the behaviors that visitors have, and also encouraging tourists to London to walk or cycle instead of taking a taxi to recycle and all of those good things.
2030 is not so far away. We think that it's far away, but now we're already 2025. So how are you dealing with the targets of net zero?
Yeah, it's a really big challenge, I think, for any city. We've been ambitious in London in setting a really tough challenge. And for us, I think the challenge of retrofitting our buildings is one of the really major ones. And we're really looking at how are we going to do that and how are we going to change our energy and heating systems at scale. So we're looking, for example, at district heating systems, and our role there is to bring institutional capital into those kinds of major investments.
Great. And it won't be that hard for London to bring institutional investment when it comes to this, because first of all, of the name at the end, also for the opportunities over there.
Yeah, so it's certainly an asset class that's increasingly in demand, which is interesting. The challenge is for us in London to get organized to bring these opportunities to market, because often it's quite complicated. If you imagine a district heating network, you have local government, regional government, national government, lots of different property owners, infrastructure providers, many, many different players. And a lot of our role is in bringing the different players together so that we can actually have a proposition that's investable and that we can take to the market.
Perfect. And I suppose technology will have a role to play. It can help you a lot when it comes to attracting investment and to maybe separating the opportunities or providing services to the investors. How do you want to deal with the technology and also AI? Are you going to use AI for your own investment attraction efforts?
Yeah, great question. So we are experimenting with AI within a very clear framework, because we're very excited about the opportunities with AI. We think it can be transformational for the work that agencies like us do, but we're also very aware of the potential risks. And so we have set up a very clear framework for how we experiment with AI and how we test safely what we use. But we are using AI, particularly Gen AI, around things like content creation for images and for design.
Okay.
Our foreign direct investment work at the moment is still very much a personal, high-touch, high-value service. Our biggest asset is our teams of experts. And in our experience, entrepreneurs really value talking to their personal named relationship manager who will support them for as long as it takes to land in London. And we have clients that we have supported for years to really make that move into London. And I don't see us changing that fundamental model anytime soon. I think you can see opportunities to do some of the more low value work and self-service. But if you're an entrepreneur, expanding into London or expanding anywhere internationally is a really risky thing to do. You want to know that the city has your back. You want to know that there's a human being who has skin in the game with you and who cares. And I think that makes a huge difference. And, you know, we see our net promoter scores are exceptional. Our net promoter scores for foreign direct investment are over 90. And that's because of the quality of the service that we provide.
Perfect. Excellent. What are some events, Laura? Can you give us what events do you have in mind for 2024 and also for next year? It's already 2025. And initiatives that are you planning to launch?
Well, got lots of exciting. There's always something happening in London.
It's always.
That's a great thing about London. There's always something. But some of the ones I'm really excited about. So coming up very soon in November, we will have London Life Sciences Week. Life sciences is a real growth area for the city. And what's been great is that in the last year, the life sciences players in London have really come together as a team. So the universities, the National Health Service, the policymakers, the investors, really coming together with a single story. And so we've decided to have this London Life Sciences Week, which we're anchoring around the Jefferies Investment Bank Conference, because a lot of the big investors are in town anyway. So that'll be great, a real festival of life sciences and lots to get involved in. Then also in November, we have our annual Grow Summit. This is our big event for the scale-up community in London, because as well as working with international scale-ups expanding into London, we also run the biggest scale-up accelerator in the UK. We support hundreds of UK-based scale-ups every year. So we get everyone together once a year to really look at what's happening at the frontier of innovation, what are the challenges for entrepreneurs, and bringing that community together to support each other. So that's always a great one, and I'm very excited about that. And then looking ahead into 2025, London Tech Week, which happens in June, is always one of the big highlights of our year. So if anyone's listening and thinking about a visit to London, I highly recommend timing it around London Tech Week.
Is it around June, you said?
It's June, yeah, middle of June.
Okay. Anything? Do you plan anything also for foreign direct investment, for as an investment summit in London, or is there's no such plan?
Yeah, we actually just had it.
It's done,
2 weeks ago. So we had our annual summit for our capital investors, for our institutional investors into the built environment, just 2 weeks ago. Opportunity London summit. For foreign direct investors, really London Tech Week is our big moment in the year. We'll be hosting delegations from countries and cities and regions all over the world. Our teams will be curating special programs by market and by sector, really helping all of those businesses that come to London in Tech Week to make the most of it, because it's a huge event. There's thousands of people there, and we want our international guests to feel really welcome, to feel that their time is used as well as possible. They're not just wandering around between different events, but it's very purposeful and they get real value from it. So that's a big focus for us, is supporting our investors through London Tech Week.
Perfect. Of course, I ask because we have a lot of people in our audience that are from the institutional side. So it will be good to know this information. Laura, you've been the head and the face of London and Partners. A very important agency of a very important city. So we will need, of course, your personal experiences working with the City of London, about your team there, and also your experience in foreign direct investment.
I've been doing this job for over 7 years now. I always know how long I've done this job because I started when I was pregnant with my first daughter and she's 7. So I know that it's been 7 and a bit years. And honestly, it has been a privilege and a joy every single day, because every day I get to meet fantastic business leaders and innovators from different sectors, political leaders, entrepreneurs, and it's just fascinating and such a privilege to represent the city. I guess the two big things that I've learned, and I think we continue, or three things that we continue to try to think about every day. The first is about values. What makes London special is our values. It is a uniquely open and tolerant city where anyone from anywhere in the world, regardless of who they are, can feel welcome and build a good life for themselves. And that spirit of openness is unique, and we have to defend it, and we have to keep thinking about it and talking about it.
Perfect.
So I think for me, that's the first thing. The second is always to remember how far away we are from the rest of the world. And it's easy when you're in a city every day to assume a lot of knowledge. You assume that everybody knows what's happening in London, that this area is going up and this new initiative has happened and this new fund has been raised. But actually, if we think about other cities and how much we know about what's going on in Shenzhen or Paris or Bangalore or San Francisco, it's quite limited. So we just have to keep putting ourselves in the shoes of the investor and understand how important a role we have as the navigator, and not to assume that people understand how the city works.
Exactly.
And then the third thing is that delivery excellence really matters. We can have the best strategies in the world, but if in practice the experience that our investor has dealing with our team is not world class, we won't win. And so we really invest in having the best people, giving them a fantastic offer where we're genuinely helping our clients to fight to win business, to get investment, to find talent, to overcome their operational barriers. We're really focused on excellence in client service, and we track our net promoter score very carefully. We really care what our clients think of us. And I think that has also set us apart from some of the other agencies in this space who perhaps have had maybe a lot more budget than we have, but haven't had the focus on delivery excellence.
Perfect. Laura, thank you very much for your discussion. That's what we need to cover. Thank you for being here. And we hope to see you again soon to get the updates from London, and also see how you're doing with your targets, net zero targets, because this is one of the things that we care about.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for the conversation.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.